I will tell of the decree the Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Not too many times have I said to someone that this particular thing that you are my son or you are my daughter. Well, I don't know if I have ever done that. Simply because I haven't come to that place to say to someone or anyone other than my own children that you are my son and you are my daughter. I don't think it is easy for anyone to say to somebody, you are my son or you are my daughter. It takes a lot out of us to say it truthfully and meaningfully. And when we do it, I'm sure it is going to transform us. It will change us forever if we are truthful. The more it takes out of us, the more it would mean something to the one we say this, that you are my son and you are my daughter, children of God. I'm sure when the Lord said, you are my daughter and you are my son, today I have begotten you, God meant it. We were all claimed as God's own at one point in history and never to be changed again. It is not a thought or an idea somebody made up. Our being the children of God is an event in history, and this history cannot be erased now or ever in the future. So here we go. You, your friends, and add to the list your enemies and those you don't like for some reason or another are still the sons and daughters of God. And so we are left with no option but to say, welcome to the family. I want to say that again. Here we go. You, your friends, and add to the list your enemies and those you don't like for some reason or another are still the sons and daughters of God, and so we are left with absolutely no option but to say, welcome to the family. Hard, isn't it? It is hard. It is hard to tell our enemies, you are as much God's child as I am. The history for that son of God and the daughter of God is the same as that of yours. If we can accept this truth faster, happier we will live our life from this day forward. We have placed people in certain family, groups and types because we haven't studied the history of our faith. We have found reason to play the blame game because we are ignorant of God's designs. God's designs and plans are greater than that of man, and man can ever understand. If the whole of the scripture is true, then part of the scripture is true. This would mean that in spite of all the inconsistencies and the differences and the things that we fight about, there is a message that is eternally true in the Bible, namely, that we all, despite our differences and our opinions, are the family of God and the only and only the Father and the Mother, whoever that could be in God, can alter it. Not all children, and most of the time none of the children, have the authority to alter this decision of God to make us God's family that includes all of humanity. Believe whatever you want to believe, but believe in one thing, that for God you are God's child, be a son or a daughter. And so is the rest of all humanity. There is nothing called a selective behavior for God. It is simply the nature of God to choose you and the rest of us as a son and a daughter. Now, at the end of all the studies, arguments and fights about who is right and wrong, who is better or worse, who talks what and who does not, we are called upon to treat one another as family. Let us look at it again. That means we are to fight and argue on things from our perspectives, but never fail to eat from the table set by our parents and sit together with the other at the time of a banquet. That is what Jesus was all about and what Christians are or supposed to be all about. So be assured of your membership in the family of faith, like it or not, no matter who you are, what you are, and where you are in the journey of your faith life. You are the Son of God and you are the daughter of God. And therefore, you belong to the family of God, and I want to claim you belong to my family. Rejoice and be safe this day. For we share the family of God with all whom we love, and for that matter, whom we dislike. Welcome to the family. May God be with you.